All right. Well, thank you for coming to The Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 Thank you ever so much. Thanks for hanging out this early in the week. And the end of last week, Sunday was my birthday. And I'd taken some time off from work, and the schedule was kind of, so. I turned 60 on Sunday, and 60 is great. My wife kept asking me, how do you feel? Like I did yesterday. it's one of those insidious things about age, it isn't like you turn 50 or you turn 40 and then you just fall off a cliff. It's this very slow incline or decline that you just get one day at a time, and then you look back and go, golly, when I was 40, I used to be able to, or when I was 30, I used to be able to, or, now that I'm 50, I can't like I did when I was 20, I'll tell you what, guys, if you follow my story, you know that I am supremely grateful and thankful. Though, first of all, still freaking be here. And to have as much health as I do and be able to do what I do. To be able to sit in this chair and talk to you and have my faculties and have my voice. So I'm thrilled. And for those of you who sent me birthday wishes on Facebook and Twitter, thank you ever. And Instagram, thank you ever so much. I appreciate it greatly. You're very kind. I figured out we still have work to do. We have. And it isn't just the campaign, although we're going to talk about the campaign a lot today. But we have work to do. If you are Christian, then and you're still here, that means you have work to do. That means you have lives to touch. You have lives to touch. Not your preacher or your pastor or your priest. You have lives to touch. In a positive way, you do. Not your rabbi, you, if you're Jewish. You have, not the Pope, if you're Catholic, you, personally, have lives to touch. That's why you're still here. That's why you've not been called home. Your work is not done. And my work is not done. So again, thank you for coming to The Morning Report. Again, my name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right, again, thank you for coming to The Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 Let's get it going. Article from our friends at Town Hall, my friend Julio Rojas. This is This is the insanity that's here and the insanity that's coming. Our friend Joe Biden is really, in a recent interview, trying to say it isn't him, but indeed Donald Trump, who's actually calling to defund the police. I'll wait. Yes, it's not him. It's Donald Trump that's actually calling to defund the police. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden tried to make the case that it is President Trump who wants to defund the nation's police departments while he was being interviewed by ABC 27. The Trump campaign has been hitting Biden with ads saying that the former vice president is soft on crime and ignoring the riots and unrest in the country has been experienced for the last 3 months. The riots were a response to the George Floyd dying while in the Minneapolis police custody, while has also seen a rise in progressives and Democrats calling for funds to be cut from police agencies or abolished altogether. You watch the ads. I'm sure you've seen them all. A lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing because there are lots of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police. It seems that you're trying to frighten some folks so you can set the record straight on that. This is what the reporter asked Vice President Biden. This is the response. This is very, hang on with me. I'm going to try to read this verbatim. I not only want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I think that we should add social workers and psychologists to help police on 911 calls, Biden said. The only person calling to defund police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state, and local help by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological. Okay, I'll read it again. Because you're like, what? What? I not only want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I also think that we should add social workers and psychologists to help police on 911 calls, Biden said. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state, and local help by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological. And you're insane. Biden has stated his support for funding will be, quote, redirected, end quote, away from police departments, which accomplishes the same goal of defunding local law enforcement agencies. So this is shell game that some of the mayors have tried to pull, that they're going to defund, they're not really defunding police, they're just redirecting some of the money away from the police department for social workers or psychologists or some ancillary thing in order to help the police department. But that is in essence, defunding the police. You see, these people want to have their cake and eat it too. But to see Joe Biden, excuse me, this chair is just a mess. You have a whole another year to come up with some money to buy me a new chair, because I'll be in this chair a year from now and it'll make the same noise. So if you hate the noise, you can buy me a new chair. So it is interesting that the play changed from these are mostly peaceful protesters to Trump is responsible for the violence. To now Trump is also calling for the defunding of police departments. Well, why would you think this? Well, you'd think this because when asked, the American public does not want the police department defunded, especially where they live. They do not want their local police departments defunded. They don't. And Americans are wearying of the riots and violence. So neither of those things are playing in Peoria. And so now they've got to sort of make this turn, this switch to, oh, no. The violence you see is Trump's fault. And he's the one who wants to defund the police. I can't imagine what happens in the next 45 days from the Democrats that now you'll find out that Trump is for repealing the Second Amendment. And Trump is pro-abortion. And because they've already tried the racist thing. And what they found out is that very few black people, well, actually, a number, I should say it this way, a number of black people aren't buying it anymore. They aren't falling for the old okey-doke that you can't support him because we say he's a racist. That we, a group of white people, say he's a racist. A number of black folks aren't falling for that old okey-doke again. They're just not doing it. So they have to pivot. So they pivoted to the violence. And now they're pivoting, or are trying to pivot, to the defunding of the police department. The things that they have all said are okay. Kamala Harris did say that the riots are going to continue, and they should. I didn't say that. She said it. But again, it is typical, absolutely typical of the left. The projection is real. And the idea that they really want you to look at something and not believe what you're seeing. Believe that what you're seeing is something else. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right, welcome back to the Morning Report. My name is William Lawson, and the Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. If you've not been to the website, shame on you. Go to the website now. Just, you're already on the internet. Just do it right now. I'll wait. All right. Now, while you're at the website, make sure that you check out my friend Paul Swanson at theswansonreport.net. Swansonreport.net. We are supportive of theswansonreport.net and my friend Paul Swanson and the River TV with Kevin and Janelle Batts. And, of course, my ride or die for a long time is Alfonso Rachel and the Zoloft. So you want to check that out. You can go to bronzeserpent.com because all the Zolofts are actually now being stored there. They are off YouTube because it is impossible to get a Zoloft on YouTube without it getting deleted. You know, this stuff was happening to Zo way before it was happening to Prager, way before it was happening to any of us. Why? Because Zo was making an impact. And the second you start making an impact, that's when they come after you. Just saying. We got lots of work to do. All right, our next story here on the Morning Report. Let's see here. There it is. This is also a good time. From Courtney O'Brien. It was hard to find a Trump supporter in the Miami-Dade County area in 2016. It was tough. Democrats actually own that area. Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton won the county handily by beating Trump by 30 points. And yet, a new poll from Ben Dixon and Amandi International and the Miami Herald find that the president has made up some ground in the state he now calls home. Trump isn't winning the county. In fact, he's still trailing opponent Joe Biden by 17 points. Trump with 38% and Biden with 55% of the whole. But as the Miami Herald notes, his improvements may be all he needs to secure re-election. And this is what we've been trying to tell. You know, we hear at the Morning Report and you know, a lot of my colleagues and contemporaries have been saying, in some areas that Republicans historically have been taking an ass whooping, you don't need to win that. You don't need to suddenly win it. But what you need to do is start gaining ground. And that can make the difference. The Miami Herald says that Trump doesn't need to win Miami-Dade. He just needs to do better in the Democrat-leaning county to offset possible losses in other parts of Florida. You just need to do a little better. Biden, the editors warn, should be worried. If you're the Biden campaign, looking at these numbers, I think there's reason for pause, said Ferdinand Amandi, the Miami-based pollster and Democratic strategist behind the poll. If Biden underperforms in what should be one of his strongest counties, and certainly the largest county for Democrat votes in the state of Florida, it might imperil his chances of winning Florida unless there's a massive white voter exodus from Trump and from other parts of the state. Now, what Amandi knows that he's not saying is that white voter exodus isn't going to happen. And even worse, that what Donald Trump has been able to do in the past 4 years, and especially here recently, is to solidify and increase his black vote. As much as the left will again shake their head and say, no, 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 that's not happening, you can see it happening. Remember what I just said? They're trying to get you to look at something that you're seeing and tell you that's not happening. They're peeing on your leg and telling you that it's raining. They're trying to get you to see, to look at something and tell you that what you're seeing is not what you're seeing. When you can see it for yourself, this is what's happening. And Hunipac found out the same things. Among Hispanic voters, Trump has 45% to Biden's 43%. Trump, and this is from Dave Wasserman, from at Redistrict on Twitter. Trump leading Florida Hispanics lightly voters 45 to 43 per the Quinnipiac poll. Small sample, etc., but it would be a big change from 16 when Clinton pretty clearly won Florida Hispanics by double digits. And it doesn't sound like Biden is doing much to gain ground. Dozens of field organizers for Biden campaign recently accused the campaign of suppressing the Hispanic vote. Nice. The Trump campaign credits his success with the demographic to his recent trips to Florida and pledge to Cuban Americans for his second term agenda will be strictly anti-socialism. Mercedes Schlapp, a senior advisor for the Trump re-election campaign, isn't surprised by the numbers. As a Cuban-American herself, whose own father was imprisoned in Cuba for his political beliefs, she knows that Cuban-Americans are going to run for the Democrat-socialist-like message. Senator Bernie Sanders, Democrat from Vermont, who no doubt has a role in the Democrat Party's 2020 platform, has even maintained that it's unfair to say everything dictator Fidel Castro did was bad. Although that is a generation that is dying, it is still a generation that has reach. The generation that was actually imprisoned, the generation that actually suffered under Fidel Castro, their children are still there. Those stories got told. This is where I think black families missed it. They didn't tell the stories. Hispanic families in South Florida are telling the stories of Fidel Castro, are telling the stories of socialism turned to communism. They're telling the stories of being imprisoned for political beliefs. They're telling the stories of people being murdered because of political beliefs. They're telling their children these stories. And they're starting to connect the dots from what Democrats are saying and their experiences. And there is still influence there. From one moment, he saw the change of what was a democracy into a socialist and communist regime, Schlapp said of her dad. That's how fragile this democracy is, and that is why this election is critical and why President Trump has made it very clear that America will never be a socialist country. Biden's leftist agenda, she predicted, will likewise be rejected. If this turns into just that, if this turns into a rejection of socialism and communism, Trump wins in a huge friggin' landslide. No matter how much they try to slander him and tell people that he's a bad guy. I'm telling you. All right, we're going to take another little break. And then I'm going to do a segment, a brand new segment on the show that I'm entitling. I don't even have any theme music for it yet, that I'm entitling for your consideration. All right, we'll be back right after these messages. You are a True Blue conservative. Small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why My Florist is not a website or phone number. My Florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com, and you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. so much. We are starting something new here. And because, you know, that's how we do it. You know, that's how Paul and I do it here. I want to start a new segment today called For Your Consideration. I want you to think about it, and I want you to comment on it. I need you to comment on it. I want to talk about this Trump thing. But I'm going to say something to you that I want that for a lot of people on both sides, you're going to repel from initially. I'm telling you, you're going to. I'm going to, for your consideration, present to you that Trump is the Republican Obama. Not in policy. Not in demeanor. But effectively, in party politics, yes, Trump is the Republican version of Obama. Why do I say that? In 2008, this pseudo-politician, now, yes, Barack Obama had been a senator. Barack Obama had served, I think, in the state house or state senate in Illinois. Yes, so he was a little bit more of a politician, but not to the same degree as Hillary Clinton or some others that were running against him at the time. John Kerry, I think some other people were running at the time. And basically pushed into the face of what they ended up calling the corporate Democrats. Hillary Clinton was a, quote, corporate Democrat, end quote. And Barack Obama presented himself, although not really, but presented himself as the outsider, as something different, something new, hope and change, something other than what had preceded him in the Democrat Party. And he was able to catch the imagination of Republicans and Democrats and independents. Was able to do just that. Now, how he governed, completely another story. Now, we could have that discussion, although we're not having that discussion right now. We're just talking about how he affected the political landscape at the time. Captured the imagination of everyone, basically. Again, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Because he was pushing against the establishment Democrats. Fast forward 2016, 8 years from 2008, you have outsider, truly outsider, never held political office anywhere, Donald Trump, after 8 years of Barack Obama. After dealing with John Boehner as Speaker of the House, and John Boehner's continuous capitulation to Democrats and Barack Obama, after seeing that, Donald Trump shows himself as a complete outsider. Again, never held any political office, and quite frankly, in personality, completely outrageous. Completely outrageous. So at the beginning, not much thought about the, quote, seriousness, end quote, of the Trump campaign. But Trump, like Obama, captured the imagination of some people. They're like, What if this dude's right? What if he can get this stuff accomplished? What if he can stop illegal immigration? Because that was the big bat that Trump swung in 2016. Illegal immigration, build the wall. Illegal immigration, build the wall. China's bad. China's ripping us off. Right? Why do we have these foreign wars? Why are we in these never-ending foreign wars? So those were three big bats that Trump swung in 2016. Now, Obama also called for the end of wars, right? Actually, strangely enough, also called for an end of illegal immigration. See, ain't that funny? Ain't that funny? So at least, off the top of my head, two of these of the big bats that Obama swung in 2008, Trump swung those very same bats in 2016. Now, what did happen was, and what's happened, of course, there's a stark difference about what happened. But Trump eventually was able to capture the imagination of Republicans, eventually, his hardest audience, Democrats, and independents, his easiest audience. And still, the other side was more, quote, establishment or, quote, corporate, end quote. Hillary Clinton again. Huh. Interesting, wasn't it? Interesting. So in a lot of ways, what we've seen from Trump and his, and I'm going to say it, and I said this before, so could y'all go back and research it. His support from his most ardent supporters is very, very much Obama-like in the sense that Obama supporters worshipped him in the same sort of weird, kind of creepy way. You know, I remember driving down a local street here during the 2008 campaign and hearing some people on a street corner chanting, Obama, 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 in this really chanting, weird kind of way. You know, and little songs about Obama, that this teacher had taught these little kids. You guys remember that stuff, right? It was kind of weird. But the level of hero worship was very high. And I mentioned in a number of articles and podcasts during the 2016 election that the hero worship for Donald Trump by his most ardent supporters was kind of weird. It's kind of creepy. And it continues. And it is kind of weird and it is kind of creepy. You know, a lot of people called Obama the Black Jesus because he was going to be the savior. Now, there are people who have come right out and said that if we said this time around, if we do not elect Donald Trump, we are done. He is our savior. And he's not my savior. My savior died on the cross 2,000 years ago. So, for your consideration, what do you think about what I just said? Please send me an email at WLS860@gmail.com or fightbackmedia@gmail.com. Fightbackmedia, all one word, @gmail.com. I can't wait to hear from you. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right. Again, welcome back to The Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 We're getting closer and closer to voting time. Voting time. And the living is raucous. The push from the left has been mail-in ballots. Now, they've been actually pushing for this for a long time. Mail-in ballots. And then let me really quickly make the distinction between absentee voting and mail-in ballots, because a lot of people will try to conflate the two and say, we've been doing it for a long time, I don't know what the big deal is, blah, blah, blah. Mail-in ballots are different. Absentee ballots are this. When I'm going to be out of town, I'm going to be away out of the country or whatever at election time, and I can't get there for early voting or whatever, and vote in person, then I will request from my supervisor of elections and an absentee ballot. I have to prove who I am. I'm expecting it. It comes to me. I fill it out. And I have a certain amount of time where it has to be back at the SOE to be counted. That's absentee ballots. Mail-in ballots have been a system where that's happened in a couple of states. I'm going to tell you about one here in a minute. That every registered voter gets sent a ballot. They just get sent a ballot. They're not expecting it a lot of times. No one really knows. And this is so open to fraud. It's so open to manipulation. That is incredible. Now, what they've been telling you is we're doing this because interesting how this all gets put together, to slow the spread of COVID-19. So the idea that we can't vote in person is simply not the case. The CDC has issued guidelines in June for in-person elections. The recommendations are similar to those in place for grocery shopping, including social distancing and using disposables, he said. Spassky noted that there was no spike in infections in a recent Wisconsin election in which which voters cast their ballots at polling precincts. Electoral integrity expert J. Christian Adams said election laws are being suspended by government officials without due process. The left has always known that process. When I say process, I mean the rules of an election determines policy, said Adams, who is president of the Indianapolis-based Public Interest Legal Foundation and a former Justice Department civil rights attorney. Back in the spring, the civil rights groups and donors had a lot of chatter about a new idea. Let's take our surplus philanthropy and let's start giving it directly to governments, directly to election officials, so they can do what they want. So they had extra money. The left had extra money, so they started to give it to election officials, especially elected election officials. They try to buy the election process. And in some places, they've been successful, my friends. Let's talk about, before we have to wrap up here in just a few short minutes, let's talk about what's happened in Georgia. Georgia's officials revealed on this past Tuesday that 1,000 residents voted twice in the state's June primary, with both absentee ballots and in-person voting. Georgia classifies double voting as a felony, punishable by a $100,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. Secretary Brad Raffensperger said on Tuesday via the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, a double voter knows exactly what they're doing, diluting the votes of each and every voter that follows the law. Raffensperger said during a press conference at the Capitol, that makes the choice to game the system and breaking the law. It is, and as Secretary of State, I will not tolerate it. 1,000 people. Approximately 150,000 voters requested absentee ballots, but also voted in person during Georgia's primary. Also because a substantial number of voters did not receive their ballots in the mail. Raffensperger said that local election officials were able to catch most cases of double voting. Though Raffensperger said that no electoral outcomes were changed by the 1,000 cases of voter fraud, the Georgians involved in the illegal practice will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law by local prosecutors and Georgia's attorney general following investigations. So this is one state. That's not a battleground state, really. What happens when this happens in Florida? What happens when this happens in Ohio? What happens when this happens in Wisconsin? What happens when this happens in Pennsylvania? What happens? It doesn't matter. California is fallen. New York has fallen. But what happens in Arizona? What happens in the battleground states? What happens in the important counties that can make the difference in the electoral in electoral college? What happens? It's going to. Now, you're asking me, Willie, what do? Well, vote in person. Make sure that you protect your vote. And the only way to protect your vote is to vote in person. You can't trust the mail. If you can, if you could trust the mail, you could put $50 in an envelope and send it anywhere in the country. And you know damn well you can't. Not only should you vote in person, you should take somebody with you. I know that a lot of you have gotten really comfortable with voting absentee. I know you have. It's super convenient. You vote in the comfort of your living room. You drop it in a mailbox, in your mailbox. You throw the flag up and you don't have to worry about it anymore. You don't have to stand in line. You don't have to get there on time. You don't have to do any of that stuff. This is important that you do. Yeah, wear the damn mask. Do whatever you have to do. Wear a mask, wear a face shield, wear a hazmat suit. I don't care what you have to do. Spray yourself down in Lysol, whatever you have to do. Vote in person, VIP, vote in person. My name is William Lawson. This has been The Morning Report, a production of FightbackMedia.com, FightbackMedia.com. Visit the website and scroll down and see and give us your email address, and because we got things to do here on the 3rd and leading up to the 3rd of November. We want you to be our eyes and ears everywhere around the country on voting day. We want you to be our eyes and ears. Videotape what you can, what you can do legally. If you want to talk to people, if you feel comfortable by talking to people, Do that. Send us audio tapes or audio clips or video clips. We'd love to be a repository for those kind of things so we can show, we have a record of what happened. How about that? All right. Till we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.